opinion that we've discussed various dimensions of it, but I think that today we will really get to the bottom of it. And as we try, usually, to make it Negei Lamaisa, especially for a younger man, gets married, has a wife and children, and things don't always turn out exactly the way you thought it would be when you were engaged. I'm not talking about Shalom Bayit's problems, I'm not talking about anything, but you know, a person has a certain idealized, and it's a good thing, dream of what his life is going to look like, and then, you know, life happens, as they say. And that is, it's based on a piece in Rabbi Yerucham, two or three places, really. Really, you could take a look at it, but he focuses on one thing and make it a little broader. Pasuk says, in last week's Parsha, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi. And the Medrash over there in the Bereishis Rabba says, brings the pasuk Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi Ein Kael Yishurun, and Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Ksiv Boi V'Nizkav Hashem Levadoi Bayem Ahu. That is the parallel that we find in Yaakov Avinu's life of Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi. Meaning to say, the Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi is not just that he happened to be alone going back for the Pachim Ketanim, and what's interesting is that he went back for the Pachim Ketanim, he didn't send anybody else back, but that's a different point. But Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi is describing Yaakov Avinu's essence, in that sense that he is Doime Leboiroi, that by the Eibishter it says, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi Bayom Ahu, and the same we find by Yaakov Avinu. Now, this does not mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a shayichus to the world. We know, in a certain sense, a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the world. Ein melech b'loy om, you find Tenuai Zalakim, Ki Yadua, Utanev Shechaim talks about these things. Abit Vein Oizer, Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, he has his Yoysim Meshorsim, he has his Malachim. There's a whole Marechet there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his whole Marechet, is still Levadoi. And we say this the first thing in the morning, Adonai Elohim Hashem Malach, B'terem Koil Yitzir Nivro, and then, V'acharei Kechleis HaKoil, Levadoi Yimloch Neira. And Levadoi Yimloch Neira doesn't only mean Kechleis HaKol, when the world is over, but even when the world is there, as the Hebrew expression goes, Kechlot HaKol, that's not what it means over there, but the point is that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with everybody, he is Levadoi. And a person who is Doime, who is trying to be Doime, B'midoisev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Levadoi. He's alone. He's alone. And you could be with people, and you could be with people a whole day. And you could be with people, and you could interact with people. It's all good. But at the end of the day, you're a yochid, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Some people, as we know, we're not going to talk about, you know, the modern manifestations of how people can't be alone, and people need other people's approval, v'chule, but beyond that, a person is himself, by himself, to himself, with himself, no matter how many people you spend your day with. This is a midah of levadoi, and in that sense, a person who's created B'Tzelem Elokim has to follow the Eibishter on that. Klal Yisrael, this is not only as a yochid, and we're going to come back to the yochid. The last thing, the absolute last thing the Torah says about Klal Yisrael, you know, it's important Yaduah Svarim HaKadoshim say that when the Torah mentions something, the first time the Torah talks about something, it describes its essence. I have a feeling that the last time as well, the last thing the Torah had to say about Klal Yisrael is, Vayishkan Yisrael betach bodod in Yankiv. Now, Vashtetzach, Rashi over there says it's talking about, you know, the in relationship to Goyim and not being afraid. That's true. But the basis of this is, the Yisoid is Levadoi. Am Levadod Yishkoin. This doesn't only mean Vashtetzach, it also means that Klal Yisrael is not supposed to be influenced by the Goyim. That's true. But that is not the Iker. That's the outcome. That's not the Shirish. These are the Peiris. The Shirish is that Klal Yisrael is Einar Aleinu Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. It doesn't only mean unique, but just like by the Eibush Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his whole Yichud contained within him, whatever that means, so it is with Klal Yisrael. And this Rabbi Yerucham says the Gevalte Gezach. The Mishnah in Ovis, Ben Zayim Oimer, Eizeh Uchacham, Aloimeid Mikol Odom. Eizeh Ugibar, Kavishis Yitzroi, Eizu Ashira Samech Bechalkai, Eizu Mechubar Amechaber Sabriyas. What does this mean? What does Alem Mikol Adam mean? Usually you learn, Alem Mikol Adam, listen here, you wise man, you can learn something from everybody. Right? As I learned, usually. It's not the Pshat. The Pshat, Alem Mikol Adam, I don't need a Rebbe to take care of me. You do need a Rebbe in the Lamaisa. But be'etzem, a person's access to chokhmah comes from himself. That in every situation that he's in, he can access that chokhmah. And this is of a piece with the rest of the Mishnah. Ezel gibor, it's not that I can overcome someone else, I'm stronger than him physically or spiritually, whatever it is. Forget about anybody else. It's me and myself. Hakoivesh es Yitzroy. The gvura is within me. The oisher is not compared to other people, and then do it other people. It's asamech b'chelkei the Ashiris is about me. And the covet as well. You think covet, the explanation of covet is how much people are mechabed you. It's not the pshat. The definition of mechubed is the source of the covet is myself. And how much I am mechabed other people. I think I shared with you once, Rabbeinus. Did I ever tell you this? Rabbeinus had a minhag that he never took a kibud by his grandchildren's brisim. Okay. So Binyamin Kalbach once decided, because he gave him something. Unless he was the tzaddik, okay? He gave him something anyway. So he says, you think you gave me a kibbutz, you took away four. You understand the oimek. The kibbutzim were all mine, and I gave them out. Not that he did befoil. But by giving me one, you're taking away three. You didn't give me one, you took away the others. But that's a vitz. But the oimek is that covet is not how other people look at me. Not to do with anything. A person who is levadai does not need a soul in the world. Rabbi Yerucham talks another point about that's the inyan, why a person has to be shoya, this not over there, somewhere else, be shoya shoa achas lifnei atfilah. Achre atfilah, there's a debate on that. But shoya shoa achas lifnei atfilah, you have to, as they say in English, to be alone with your thoughts. You got to be with yourself. You're standing in front of the Eibishter. It's true. You need a minyan and Allah sort zachen. But a person who's davening, he is the same as Paulo Elokei Avraham Be'ezra, and you have to be miyachad makom letfilah, even if you're not in shul. It's not about where you're sitting in shul. It's right. Kol kavei makom letfilah se Elokei Avraham Be'ezra. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even if you daven in the house, it's me and the Eibishter. And for me to get into that matzav that I am no longer with people, I have to be shoyah shor achas. And that's I think, the reason, I mean, the din of that you're not allowed to be over connected on mispal is not only because you're going to stare him. Even if he has his eyes closed. Well, let's say chas shalom person's blind. You're allowed to be over connected on mispal? No. You're allowed to go? No, because he's standing and a person's dalet amis, he's typhus, his dalet amis, and it's him and the Eibishter. And what are you getting? What are you bothering them for? The Chazal say, discussing the various ways the Avos were Mesiachis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Arabayis, right? Avram Koroi Har, Yitzchak Koroi Sodeh, and Yankov Koroi Bayis. So there's a few things over here. First order is, I mean, there's many different Pshatim in that Gemara, and they're all Emes, that Avram Koroi Har, okay, so Avram, you know, the first ma'amatz that Avram Avinu was makir is bayroi, uphill. Yitzchak already was, you know, he had a derech klusha. So by him it was a sada, but both of them were outside. Both of them were outside, and as much as Yitzchak was not involved in vayikra b'shem Hashem, it was a sada. Yankov Avinu said, I don't need anybody. I'm in my own house, Yankov Korei Bayis. He was the Ishtam Yashiv Eholim, Ishtam the Tmimus, was all him. He didn't need anybody else. And this is not about arrogance. This is about knowing who you are. When a person says, when Yankov Avinu says, Yesh Li Koil, whatever I have, I don't need anymore. Yesh Li Kol is not only in my physical acquisitions. It's whatever I have, I need. Whatever I need, excuse me, I have. That's Yesh Li Kol. When a person says in the morning, She'osa Li Kol Tzarki, it doesn't only mean Yeshu's. It means even Yeshu's. And this I saw from Rav Shimon Schwab, was very nice. Person says she'osa li kol tzarki. For somebody else, it's not enough. You got to make sure he has more. But that's a nice pshat. But the li kol tzarki means that for me, whatever I have, that's all I need. Now, this doesn't mean that a person doesn't make parnas, and it doesn't mean any of that. That's all true. But the core, as the Yiddish expression goes, Alein is the neshama rein. The neshama is alone, right? The neshama is called yechida. Yechida, it's alone. It's a yochid. It's levadai. We said often from, and there's another point over here, that Yankov Avinu developed a derech and avodas Hashem different than his father, and different than his grandfather. You would think it wasn't like. There were so many shitas and Yiddishkeit out there. Sach HaKol was only his father and his grandfather go their way. Nay. Avram Avinu had this, and Yitzchak had that, and I am going to have a bias. And whatever I have is within contained. Whatever I need, rather, is contained within the four walls of my house. I don't need more. And as this Forna says, and you want to learn, come to me to learn. And that's okay. Again, I'm not going into Dinam Benon Mechaber, Benon Lishta, I'm not talking about that. But where at the core a person is alone, he's not lonely, he's alone. It's a big difference. In other words, a person has to be able to be comfortable with himself in every single area of his life. A person's success and failure in life is totally in only one thing. For sure not what other people think. For sure not what other people say. But is what did you do with the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you? Not your wife,
not your kids, not your job, not your family. You. They have an impact on what you got. But you yourself. What did you do with it? How did you use it? The Dalet Chashuv Mekemes, which we always, the Gemara, which we always explain for Reb Chaim, because you're not giving, that's one half of it. But L'chayr, why am I Kemes? I'm doing so many things, I'm with so many people. Yeah, but if the source of my life is not me, Mayim Chaim, only a Mayan is called Mayim Chaim. Anyone else is dead. Because the source of it, its life, of the water is from itself. A bar is not Mayim Chaim, because the bar gets from somewhere else. Let's talk a little bit L'maisa. Person gets married. He's going out. So there's two kinds of people who decide to get married. There's a few. Some who don't think too much. Some who focus on externals, where they may be, and some who are really looking for their soulmate. So good to Zach, if you could find it. But you will find out, usually, that your soulmate when you're going out is not your soulmate after you're married for a couple of years. Malasot. I hate to break anybody. No chassanim here? Okay. I hate to break anybody's thing. That's the Matthias. I just saw now about this girl who wrote that she waited till she was 32, 3, 4, whatever. So this in Hamadiyah, I think it was. Until she got married because she was looking for someone who she could have intellectual discussions with. And then she realized that she was married for 5 years and didn't have a single intellectual discussion with her husband. No, she had it. She found the guy finally when she was 34. But she never had one after that, after she was married. But that's, you know, this is to make you smile. But the Seyed Varm is, a person gets married, and he sits in Kudl, or whatever he does, and he's one place, and his wife goes a different place. So he could look at himself. Now, he's not the kind of a guy who gets divorced. You know, he doesn't do these things. Or there's no reason for him. They get along very nice. But they're in a different place. Yes, Kayla. And the more a person goes on in life, it will happen. And those of you who knew the Goyle Olam, as I was Eichet to, most of them were not in the same place as their wife. And they had wonderful marriages. And that's okay. That's piece number one. Piece number two is children. They gave a mushel, and I think it's true. Most people, all of their children are not like them. A few are, most are not. And the mushel I think I gave was, I don't know if I mentioned it here, it's like you go to Yesh or to whatever, and you take one of these big carriages, right? And it looks good, right? The wheels look straight. And then as you start wheeling it, you put your 5 shekel in already, there's one wheel that keeps schlepping to the side, and you're trying to hold it, especially when it's full. You're holding it real tight, and you keep banging into this lady who's turning around and giving you a dirty look while you don't watch where you're going. Uh-huh. Everybody knows what I'm talking about? No. Okay. Sure. My wife asked me how I know what happens in Osher Hara. I said, you'd be surprised. In any event, what's up, shot? That's, you have a child like that, or two. Or three. And no matter what you do, that wheel is like that. And you think it's because I'm not holding it straight, and therefore it's a simon that there's something wrong with me. Now that's, a person can make mistakes, that's true. But we all know that a person can do everything right and still have the wheel that doesn't work. And he can do everything wrong and it's perfect. Right? A person cannot judge himself. It is true that mitasa shleima is something that Yaakov Avinu wanted and davened for. And he was worried that if a child was different in his lifetime,
was a raya that he didn't have it, v'chulei. Avraham Avinu didn't have it. Yitzchak didn't have it. There are gedolei olam, and I'm not mentioning names, who did everything right, who are the rightfully so, the teachers of Kal Yisrael, whose children, whose grandchildren, one or more went off. And it doesn't take away from them b'kihuzeh. You gotta know that. And there were gedolei olam who got married and they did everything right and they made all the birurim and then they had a wife who, let's say, she wasn't on the same page as them or in the same chapter or maybe even in the same book. And they didn't see themselves as suffering through their life. They didn't see it like that. Because if I'm defining myself, how I'm looking at the picture of my chasna picture, and that's how I have to see look like in 20, 30, 40 years later, and then my wife is somewhere else, then I have a problem. But if a person's defining himself, what am I doing with the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in? Then my question is not what's happening to me, but how am I reacting? Hakina ataiva covered batzina sadam. I didn't see this anywhere, but by me it's pashit. It's because you need your satisfaction for something outside of you. Kina means I have to have this thing because this person's having it bothers me. It's at my expense or whatever. We're not getting into that. And taiva, the same thing. I cannot be who I am with what I have without having this thing. And covered v'shteitzach. And that's metzinas adam in oilam. That is not the oilam that a person is in. And the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, l'fichach nivra adam yichidi, right? So everybody knows the first half. You know, there's another half. And the Mishnah also says, it's not, you know, okay, it's very good. It's a nice thing, you know, to make money for all kinds of organizations. You know, it's wonderful. It's great. But Kilukim Oilamole is not, oh, wow, every man is a world. He is a world. He is a world. And that's Adam Nivra Yechidi. The whole world is Kedai for me. When the Gemara says in Brachas, right, that a person has to say, it's not because he's a narcissist, because he knows that he is the whole world. He is his whole world. And when Kal Yisrael is compared to Koichavim, it's because there's never a Koichav that's in place. This one went out, let's put another one in. Right? There is the element of Kechol Hashel Svas Hayam, and then there's the element of Kechol, that each one, and not only each one Lagabi other people, each one Lagabi himself. And as I said, Gedolei Olam had family situations which didn't take away from their godless, from their hashpah, from their being a chelik of the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, Olam Vod, and I don't mention names. There was Kemat not one who didn't have children off. There were two whose children mostly stayed on, and that's the Chassam Sefer and the Shram Shvalers. Anybody knows a little history? Anybody else? Yeah. So what's the Pshat? Pshat is because they were who they are, and they were the Levadoi, and they themselves were the Mashpiyim, and their life was not changed by the fact that they wasn't Mitas Shleim, but just like Avraham and Yitzchak weren't. It's a Maila, it's a Gvalti Gezach. But it's not the only thing in life, and it's not the litmus test of success or failure. And one other thing, and this I have to tell you, and this is very, very, very important. You want your kids to grow up healthy? You have to tell your kids every time you have a conversation with them. Not when they're 35, when they're 3, when they're 4, when they're 5, when they're 6. When you give a bench them Friday night, you are the best kid that I have. You're the best. You're the best. You're the nicest. If it's a girl, you're the most beautiful. You're the most geschickt. You want whatever you want. And it's all true. And if you tell it to them, they're going to believe it. I promise you.
one of my daughters says to me, Tati, you know, you tell me I'm my best daughter. I know you tell it to all of my sisters, but I believe you. Yeah? And the success that people like this can have in life because they have a good self-esteem. All the people who don't have it good, most of them is, I mean, he talks a lot about this, Dr. Tversky. Most of the problems in life are from lack of self-esteem, which comes from parents, even good parents, saying something, oh, she probably wants to study with you only because, what are you bashing your kids for? Your kid is always the best. You know, well, I'm going to make them a Balgaiva. You're not making them a Balgaiva. You're not. Every child has to feel that their parent thinks they're the best thing, and they can be, and miyuchadim. Manazai davzai. And it's not chanufa, and it's not sheker. And if you compliment your wife on the supper, you say, this is the best supper I ever had. You say, huh, man, you said it yesterday. I said, yeah, but tonight it's really true. Not tonight, so tonight it's even better. You say, ah, she's just going to say this. Never mind. Okay, because a person's yechidus, the nizgav Hashem levadoi, and for us it is, by Yivasa Yaakov levadoi, a person is alone, but he's not lonely. And in that, he is doimer to the Eibishter.
Is the person unique or is it alone?
Both.
No, it's why by Yaakov, by Avraham.